And I wanna cling to you. You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
First, be an example and then an encouragement. And it says, recognizing the highest and the best in distinguishing the moral differences. And instead of spending all of our time on Netflix or social media or wherever else, let's spend our time getting to know Jesus more. I mean, I know that personally, I've been saying for a long time, when things slow down, ta-da, things have slowed down. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing. While all the rest of the world is in panic mode, we can be building ourselves up in the things of God so that we can continue to be a light. Because as darkness is trying to press in, light still repels darkness. That you may approach the day of Christ, he's coming back. I'm excited to tell you, Jesus is coming back. And that was why on Sunday when Pastor Kurt talked about, listen, before he comes back, there's going to be true plagues, right? Wars and rumors of wars and things that are going to happen in the end days. And though we may be in the end days, we're not in the final end days yet. And that's why this is, I called it a scrimmage. If you guys don't know what a scrimmage is, it means a practice run. Right, it's a practice game where you put on your gear and you show up and you play as if it's real, but it's not real yet. And this is just a scrimmage run. This is just a practice game for what's coming. And so, if you're not in this place right now, those of you listening and watching, however media you're using to watch, now is the time for us to get ourselves built up in the Word of God. Now is the time for us to be strengthened in the Word of God. Now is the time for us to shine as lights, because as darkness increases, people will be seeking out light. And we need to be that light in all the earth. Amen? Not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. We need to not stumble, nor do we need to be a stumbling block for others. And if we're walking truly with Jesus, not going to the left or to the right, we're not going to cause people to stumble. We're going to bring them with us. May you abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness, of right standing with God and right doing, which come through Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, to the honor and praise of God, that his glory may be both manifested and recognized. And that he's going to be manifested and recognized through you. Amen? Through the church, through the body of Christ. Now, let's go over to Philippians chapter 3 again. And we're going to start in verse 10. And again, we're going to look at this in the Amplified. And most of us, this is a very familiar scripture. And we could truly take these next few weeks to make this happen in our lives. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. We, you know, the more time that we spend with Jesus, the more attention we give to him, the more that we interact with his word, the more that we know his true nature, his true character, the more that we will know him. And the more that we know him, the more that we will understand the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. And then in that same way, come to know the power. See, the power is going to, the power's there. Okay, the power is not going to all of a sudden show up as you get to know him, but once you understand him, his character, who he is, the reason why he gave you the power, the when you know his person more strongly and more clearly, then the understanding of the power starts to flow out of that. And then when you come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers. Who's a believer? I'm a believer. So what's this power doing? It's being exerted over believers. Is that you?
Yes.
Then say, this power, this resurrection power, is exerted over me. Because I'm a believer. So here's the thing, that power is ever present. But sometimes we don't get to understand that power. We don't utilize that power to the right measure because we don't know him to the measure that we need to. But we have time now. And instead of spending 12 hours in front of your television or your telephone, let's spend it with our Bible. I'm not saying don't watch television, don't go on your phone. I'm saying let's spend more time with Jesus than we do those other things, especially if you're watching the news. Remember Pastor Kurt said that for every 1 minute that you give attention to the coronavirus, give 10 to the Word of God. Why? Because we need to purge it out. Think about it. When you wash a plate, those of us who use dishwashers, it's actually ridiculous how much time they spend in the dishwasher. But anyway, those of us who, if you wash dishes by hand, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if something's set on that plate for just a second. You're going to sit there and you're going to wash it, and then you're going to rinse it, and then you're going to put it in the dishboard, and then you're going to dry it, and then you're going to put it away. That took a whole lot more time than how long something sat on that plate, didn't it? Because we need to cleanse it. Now, if you put it in a dishwasher, my dishwasher takes 199 minutes. I don't know what it's doing in there. I don't know. But I know that that's more than 3 hours. 3 hours and 19 minutes, if you want to be precise, right? I don't know why, but I do not use my plates for 3 hours. I don't even use them for 1 hour. But man, they come out clean. And you're probably telling me, go and adjust your settings, probably. But here's the point. The point is that in order to get something clean from something that was, let's say, a contaminant, whether it was dangerous or not, my food is not dangerous, right? I ate it. Maybe to you, you might think, oh, my cooking's dangerous, but I'm actually a decent cook. If you want good cooking, Cassandra is on. But here's the thing, right? Is that it's not even if something's dangerous, it's if you don't want it there anymore, you have to cleanse it. You have to wash it. And so we wash with the water of the Word of God and we purge the impurities out that we have allowed in. Right? And so here's the thing, the news can be consuming. And I haven't seen much good news at all. And when you're talking about the fear factor that people are trying to place on, and I think part of it is they're trying to get people to take it seriously. Okay. Here's the thing. Do you have to put people into fear in order to get them to take something seriously? Are y'all afraid of your car? But you have a reverence for that thousands of pound machine, right? That you have a respect. It's a healthy respect that if I'm going to put the key in the ignition, I'm going to make sure that before I move it out into gear, that my foot's on the brake, right? That I know what I'm doing, my mirrors are adjusted. That there's certain precautions that we take, not because we're afraid of it, but we understand this thing has power, and it could either be used for the good or it could be used for the bad, right? Well, see, the thing is that people should be educated on certain things, but not terrified of them. And when you see people who are terrified of things, that there's nothing to be terrified of, that makes me sad. More mad, but I'm just staying calm today. So we need to understand, listen, there are things, you know, the headlines tell you everything you need to know. Really, you don't need to sit there and absorb everything that's there because all of a sudden they're trying to put fear and fear and fear and fear. And how can we say, well, I'm going to fear not when everything's trying to pressure you into fearing, right? And I'm not saying, listen, don't take precautions and things like that. But we also know, and we're going to get to here in just a moment, we didn't get far yet, but we're going to get to here in just a moment that the weapons of our warfare are not, they're not natural. They're not earthly. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England,
A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots,